Hi, welcome to Adventures in Awakening. I'm your host, Amber. Thank you so much for tuning in today and being with me. Today, I'm going to share with you a little astrology about the Libra new moon coming up September 25th around 5:54, 5:55, as well as a tiny bit about the autumn equinox. So, as you know, right now we're in a period of change and we're switching seasons. Equinoxes are typically moments when we shift, a shift in seasons. They're ruled by cardinal signs. So in the spring equinox, we have Aries, and the autumn, we have Libra. So cardinal signs are about initiations, new beginnings, a possibility and time to plant seeds for something new to grow. And with the charge and the power from the equinox, just 3 days before this new moon in Libra, it makes that just a little bit extra powerful. So we also have Jupiter, which is the planet that expands anything it touches. It's the planet of luck and abundance. It's the planet of good fortune, and I like to think a little bit of magic. And it's opposing the new moon. So the energy that that gives is it's like just intensifying things a little bit, and not necessarily in a bad way. I would think of it as a good way of bringing abundance and prosperity and kind of thinking and tapping into your hopes and dreams. Another thing is that we still have a lot of these planets in retrograde, so we're still in all the refiguring, rethinking. You may notice things that you were hoping and dreaming of maybe a year ago or 6 months ago are now coming to fruition. I know that I've had that for myself, where things were on the back burner, things didn't happen, and I thought that they were over, and now they're coming back. And it's working out better than I imagined, which is typically what happens, right? This new moon in Libra is also ruled by the planet Venus, which is all about love, beauty, values, grace, art. So it's really good for dreaming up a better existence, a more gratifying experience. Really tapping into the magic and tapping into that energy from Jupiter and coming back to like anything is possible. So typically with Libra, it's ruled by the scales. It's a sign that's all about balance. And a lot of times, it's like signified as the balance in relationships. But I don't feel like that is the energy for this new moon necessarily. Yes, the entire month of Libra season is going to be like where we keep the scales in mind, where we think about balance, where we're giving away our energy in terms of receiving, or our balance in relationships. But I really feel like intuitively, and just looking at some of the energy here, that this new moon is more about like the balance within, like the light, the dark, the shadow aspects of self, and also like finding some harmony and peace. So autumn equinox and this change of seasons is typically represented like as a time to harvest the crops and take care of the garden, and really to come back to gratitude, and like then like think of how much you've grown in the past 6 months to the past year. So because it's ruled by Venus, the planet of love and beauty and grace, you may, be called to spruce up your hair or your wardrobe, or find a balance in how you really take care of your body. Libra is really also a social planet, so you may want to be out there with community and socializing and sprucing up, your hair, your nails, and really taking care of those nitty-gritty details. And in doing that, having compassion for yourself, and again, coming back to just harmonizing the body, the mind, the spirit, and taking time to go within. So the scales represent, the balance, the opposites that come together, the light, the dark, the masculine, the feminine, the yin, the yang. And so keeping that balance throughout this entire season while we're still working with this Jupiter energy to draw on the magic. And in order to do that, we have to take time to go within, which is another little tie-in. I woke up today as I'm recording this, autumn equinox. It was like freaking 85 yesterday in Ohio, and it's like a high of 62 today. Like it was too, I wore a hoodie, went outside to walk, and I was freezing. Like it was just like, what? So the weather is fully supporting the change of season, the change of going within. And Libra is an air sign, so it's a lot about like overthinking, overfeeling, letting those mind thoughts get in, that mind chatter that we need to let go. So really tapping into yoga, tapping into meditation, tapping into breath work so that you can tap into the magic inside you. Tap into your dreams. This is really a good time to like balance your routines, to have compassion for yourself, to harmonize the extremes of your life on the inside and out, whether it's personal in your home or your work, and not being too overly stimulated. There's a lot of fast, beautiful, moving energy with this, but not getting too caught up with it and then finding the balance and then tuning into all those little magical things that are happening in your life that maybe you thought were done that are coming back. There's really a time to just be in heart right now and kind of think of yourself as like a peaceful warrior, which is kind of how I think of Libra. It's a cardinal dominant sign, but the scales join forces. And I really think of Libra as a loving season, especially with, Venus ruling it, which is the planet of love, beauty, and all that. It gives us this like little bit of magical aspect to tap into the full heart's desires and think about what we want to create. What is our relationship with our friends, our family, our partners? Because v Venus is also rules money in the financial system. What is your relationship with money and finance? And really finding a balance in the give and the take. And it's also a time to really be creative and to think because we're still with all these planets in retrograde. So, with this stuff maybe coming up that you now have that creative spark again to take it to another level, or maybe this is the right time and you're in the right place to dream big. We have Jupiter there to support us with whatever we want to. And another aspect of this is a super, super healing, I feel like, new moon. So as much as we're in the harvest of, coming off of equinox, I think we're still carrying the energy of equinox with this new moon. And new moons are typically a time of planting seeds and intentions. But I think it's a time of great healing. When you think about that aspect of harmonizing the extremes of your life and balancing your routines and having compassion for yourself and beautifying your body, your home, your mind, your spirit, how can you bring harmony into all of those? How can you, look at things in a different way and changing just a little bit of whether it's your routine, your habits, those things you're ready to get rid of, is going to bring more balance and harmony into your life. And I think that's kind of the energy that I'm feeling for this new moon is kind of getting rid of some of the stuff, finding a little bit of release, and changing routines to take the time to enjoy the beauty of life, to take the time to go within and enjoy the beauty of yourself. That magic, that divine that exists inside you. And with this being a new moon, it's time to maybe try something new. It's a new season. We're coming, into different weather. The leaves are changing, at least where I'm at. So what could you change in your routine? What could you try new? And then again, really taking the time to tap into heart. I feel like there's a lot of good energy leading into the rest of September to just up the love game. I mean, the Lovers card came out in the spread that you'll hear shortly, and I think it's a time to tap into those desires and just let the magic unfold. So I thank you so much for tuning in. The reading's coming up. If you would like to be on the podcast, send me a message at the Amber Netherton on Instagram, or you can go to my website. If you're interested in more in-depth reading, astrology reading, or anything like that, still haven't updated the website. One day, maybe I'll get to it. Just send me a message and we can deal with it that way. But I'm doing a lot of readings now and I'm really, really loving it. So I thank you guys so much for tuning in. If there's any topics that you would like to hear, or if you think that you have a friend or a neighbor or someone who would enjoy this podcast, please, share, follow. I appreciate all the support and the love. Sending you guys so much love. Namaste. Hello. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Today I'm sharing with you Oracle card intuitive reading for the collective for this new moon in Libra upcoming this Sunday, September 25th. So the first card that I pulled for the reading is the Nine of Ariel from the Archangel Power Tarot Cards deck. I asked what the overall collective theme is for this new moon in Libra. And this card shows a beautiful woman riding on a white horse, oh, a white unicorn, with a rainbow and a nice purple flag up above with a white bird and a tree. She looks totally peaceful and content and like in harmony. And the message of this card is your dreams are fulfilled. Hard work leads to great success. You've worked really hard and now it's time to enjoy the finer things in life, aka the harvest, right? Which is what this Libra new moon is about. You've acted with wisdom and you've been cautious to ensure you only make the best choices. All your self-reliance has paid off and now you have the opportunity to relax, to enjoy life, to breathe, and know that you've earned it. And in that moment of knowing that you earned it, being so very grateful for how far you've come, how far you've grown. You may find during this time that spending time alone is very gratifying. You may find there's a peace and well-being to you when you find the quiet of your own thoughts. This is really a time to tap into your heart and pursue spiritual interests as you continue to evolve and grow. Additional meanings of this card just mean like tuning into the beautiful things in life, contentment, retreating from the real world, and maybe even improving your home, redecorating, or kind of beautifying your wardrobe, if you will. That is something that goes with this Libra season. Libra is ruled by Venus, the planet of love, beauty, art, and social grace. So it's all about seeing the finer things and the beauty and everything. So that's a perfect card to kick off this reading. How good can that be, right? So the second card that I pulled from the Dragon deck. And the card that I pulled is the Emerald Dragon. This card is all about bringing in healing and cosmic abundance. Knowing that good fortune is coming and letting your thoughts support your divine perfection. It's asking you to tune in and align with your fifth dimensional blueprint. And this is a beautiful card, emerald green dragon sitting in what looks like a field of pink flowers. And an additional meanings for this card are that, you're being asked to like tune into the heart center and the third eye. So emerald dragons are wise healers who prepare us to align with our true fifth dimensional blueprint. They actually work with Archangel Raphael, in charge of developing the third eye as well as the heart. They work with us to clear our emotional body and to leave us free to love, forgive, and open our hearts. They retune our mental body so that our thoughts support our divine perfection. This allows Archangel Raphael to pour emerald light through our spiritual body so that our physical body aligns with all that we can be. When we do this and we call in the emerald dragons and we call in Archangel Raphael, this allows us and aligns us to be open to the cosmic abundance. They link us through our third eye to Jupiter and its ascended aspect, Jambe, the planet of good fortune and beneficial rewards. The blessings that fall upon us may be financial, but not necessarily, and they are always for our ascension pathway, for our highest good. I love this card, and I love that this is the dragon essence we're working with, because Jupiter is so active right now in the planets. So I feel like that's just confirmation that this is really a time to tap into heart center, to dream big, and know that there are dragons and angels supporting us for our highest good and helping us realign and step into our power. So that is just beautiful. You know, when we think the positive thoughts and we tap in to the positive and live from heart center and let go of fear and ego, that's where the magic happens. The next card I pulled was from the Magdalene Oracle Guidebook. Sorry, it's been a long, long day. So the card I pulled was the Universal Christ card. And it's just a card to let you know that the emptiness that you feel, or the aspects of you trying to reconnect with your true nature, maybe that you've repressed for some time, it's time to break all of that away and come back to heart center. Let go of the distractions and just surround yourself with your present moment, with your breath, and bring your awareness within. In the empty spaces of your solitude, you will find hidden treasure. This is a period of profound self-discovery. You only need to listen to the whispers inside your heart. It's time to ask yourself what you truly want from life. And remember that when it comes to matters of the heart, there is no right or wrong. Every choice you make leads to an outcome which is necessary for you to grow in love and wisdom. You will emerge from this phase of life with a clearer direction for your life. As a result of this, some of your relationships are likely to go through major changes. Relationships that no longer serve you may come to an end, while others become stronger and more meaningful. Trust the inner guidance that you receive. Now, I think this is a beautiful card because, again, that ties into that Libra energy about the balancing of relationships and giving and taking. And I know for me, a lot of my relationships that were superficial and total bullshit and people in my life for the wrong reasons have fallen away, and I've set up some mad boundaries not to let people like that in my life anymore. And so the people that I'm meeting now and interacting with now, or even some of my old people that have stayed consistent in my life, like friends, they're like ride or die, and all the people I'm meeting now are soul family. So you may notice, you know, your friend groups changing and things happening, and it's just pushing you in the right path. Like, let them go. They're dead weight, right? Universe is supporting you and aligning you with the correct vibration for your highest good. Okay, and the next card that I pulled for this reading is the Knight of Ariel. There's so much to be accomplished. Make a detailed plan. Being watched over by someone kind. So I feel like this is another card just saying there's support. There's guidance sometimes when we least expect it and are not aware of it. It's time to make a plan and to co-create. Slow and steady wins the race. You may decide it's time to find a better job, a better partner, or change your emotional situations and take time to like go within and think, what does my heart desire? And know that the angels are watching over you right now. So really think big. You have a person of great kindness and understanding completely supporting you. You have people in your life that you can see and that you cannot see with your best interest at heart. Have faith. Trust. Be creative. Another meaning for this card is renewed action, wise investments, and just again having faith that the angels are around you. In the picture of this card is a man riding a horse, and there are angels putting coins in front of him, and he cannot see the angels. They're almost like translucent. And it's like just again having faith in the spiritual realm, knowing that you have a team of guides, angels, and loved ones supporting you on the other side. Even if you don't believe it, even if you can't see it, they're there. This new moon is highly spiritual. So it's really, again, coming back to going within, creating balance, and tuning in to heart center. So the next card that I pulled for this reading. I asked if we had any animal support or what animal essence that we could call on. The card that I pulled is the lamb. And the lamb card shows a beautiful white lamb who's peaceful, prophetic, and patient. And the lamb is a bearer of an important message. Its contents can only be heard when on a deep level of quiet has been established. It's time to go within. Lamb energy is the honest guidance you hear from an old friend, a young child, or sometimes a surprising stranger. Through the lamb's message, though the lamb's message may channel through another person, the wisdom resonates within you. It will repeat and reverberate until you listen. Approach this gentle creature with the utmost patience and reverence. Truth is a gift. Sit still, listen, and receive. When you're in balance with the lamb energy, it's when you take the time to go within, when you trust your inner knowingness and your inner peace. Anytime that you're unsure, listen to the little whispers of your soul. Listen to those little whispers that you receive from strangers, from people passing by, or that old friend, and then take time to meditate and go within. I love it, love it. All these cards are just kind of aligning perfectly with the energy of this new moon. The last card that I pulled from the Archangel Power deck was the Seven of Michael, and it's about basically thinking things through and maybe not working alone may not be the best. It's talking about partnership. And again, this goes back to finding balance with this new moon. Libra is all about the scales. How much are you giving? How much are you receiving? Just to be cautious that you're not, burning the candle at both ends. To set those boundaries with yourself, and to take the time to really tap into what does this feel like in my body? What am I doing? And then go from there. And then the last card for the overall reading before we get into the tarot was again from the Magdalene book, and it is the card Mother Mary. And this is just asking you to surrender, surrender and trust. All will turn out for the highest good of all concerned. The current situation is simply part of yours or your loved one's experience and learning. A blessing eventually stems from whatever current event is going on. Remember, 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 at the heart of all creation, only love exists. Only love exists. Only love exists. Allow divine love to stir within your heart. Feel it move the earth and stars as the miracle of life forever unfolds. Have faith in the universal spirit of life and know that you and those that are dear to you are eternally protected. I shower your loved one with protective and healing light, so please do not worry. Mother Mary is always with you. And then, as I was putting the deck aside to get ahead and move on to the tarot, the card The Lovers fell out, which is two people embracing each other. Totally not clothed. What the Lover's card says is, through you, I see what I otherwise cannot see. The reflection of a star, so bright that its light fills heaven. Glimmering creations floating out to sea. Love in heavenly bodies. Your love forever unfolds, forever illuminates through endless cycles and seasons. God and Goddess dream through us. Wow. So there's a lot in this card because, again, with Libra, it's all about balance, balance in relationships, balance of the masculine, the feminine, balance of the light, the dark, the yin, the yang. And I feel like if you look at this card, you see the power that exists when the man and the woman come together. The power that exists in fully loving someone and seeing that other person as yourself. I really think this is a really powerful, powerful, powerful card. And I know, like, all this yummy energy that is going on astrologically and supporting this Libra new moon is just showing us that the rest of September is a time to really tap into love. Not only love for yourself, love for others, and love in your partnerships. And, like, really think about pure unconditional love, whether it's your partner, your spouse, your neighbor, and just really, really tapping into that energy. I mean, there is power when men and women come together. There's power in partnership. There's power in the divine and love and being able to completely trust and have faith. And then we'll get into the tarot. So the first card that I pulled there was the Six of Pentacles, which is coming back to that two-way abundance of giving and receiving, being charitable, coming back to a positive mindset, advancement, awakening, and then trusting that inflow and help coming from others, even when you least expect it. So this is a card that is telling you to remember to be open to give to others and receive from others. Receiving is sometimes the hardest thing, right? It means we have to give up control. This card asks you to experience these consciously. How does helping others make you feel? It feels good, right? Abundant, heart-centered, gifting all the time. It helps you open the floodgates of new resources coming your way. So be generous with everything you've learned. Remain in the conscious flow of abundance from the universe. And consider these sacred dualities, learning and teaching, receiving and giving, accepting and offering. Open your heart to the sacred balance of energy and fill in any gaps around scarcity and abundance. It's time to be compassionate with yourself and to be generous and know that the universe is limitless. Maybe it's time to help others. Maybe you choose a cause that moves your soul and watch your feelings of prosperity shift. When we come back to gratitude, that is, that is when the magic happens. Actually, fully embodying gratitude in the body changes our brainwaves. It can get us to that gamma state of bliss. So when we actually fully embody and think of all those things that light us up, like what we're so grateful for, what we can't live without, that's the space in between where the magic happens and it changes our frequency. The next card that I pulled, the last card for this reading, is the Nine of Wands. And this is like just the card of the final push, determination, resilience, motivation to keep going. This is a card saying, don't give up now. Right around the corner is success. If something comes up that threatens your feelings of security and achievement, remember how far you've come. This really goes, with that Libra moon energy because it's all about the harvest. If you think about how much you've achieved and finding gratitude for what you've accomplished over the last 6 months or even the last year, man, we have all done a lot of healing, growing, and learning. And so being grateful for that and, standing tall and being proud about that. This is a card to say, keep shining your light. Don't make things harder than necessary. Don't choose the more difficult path because you believe on some level that healing and ascension should be difficult. Let go of the stories. Let go of all those things in your shadows and all the defenseless energy. Let go of any ideas you have about navigating specific lessons on your life path. It's time to release it all and find a full surrender so that you can relax into the security and success right on the horizon. This is a card to push you past your own limitations. When you remain open, open heart, open mind, and trust and have faith, that's where the magic happens. That's when anything is possible. That's when you're in flow with the universe. And so I think this was a beautiful card reading just to go along with all the energy of the Libra new moon. Just again, trusting in your angels. Trusting in your team, trusting in your guides, knowing that it doesn't have to be hard, that you can have that abundant filled life. We're all healing now, and it's having that faith to keep going, to tap into the divine. And again, there's a lot of little messages in all these cards about going within, finding that time of sacred pause so that you can really tap into heart center and really dream big. What would you like your life to look like if anything was possible? What would you like your life to look like if you had that perfect partner? What would you like your life to look like if you had that perfect job? And then leave space for the universe to work for you because she's got your back. She's going to give you things beyond your wildest dreams. It's time to just tap into heart center and be open to receive. Sending you all so many, many blessings and lots of love. Happy equinox. Happy new moon. And remember, when you awaken you, you remember you. Namaste.